Canton police investigating a fatal shooting. Chief John Gabbard says officers responded to a 911 call at 7 o'clock this morning for a person down in a parking lot at the Skyline Terrace Apartments. Authorities responded to the 900 block of Allen Page Drive Southeast, where a man was found near a vehicle with a gunshot wound to the back. Victim has not yet been identified. Anyone with information asked to contact Canton police at 330-489-3144 or send tips to TIP411 or Stark County Crime Stoppers. Canton man will stand trial August 24th for an incident involving gunfire and a chase. 29-year-old Ollie Dukes is accused of firing shots at a man April 15th and fleeing from police on a motorcycle. Dukes also allegedly followed the victim's girlfriend, tried to strike her vehicle and slashed a tire. Dukes and the woman have two children together. He was arrested and faces charges including felonious assault, failure to comply, and criminal damaging or endangering. Dukes is prohibited from having a firearm due to a 2019 conviction for resisting arrest. Pretrial hearing will be held August 12th. A Stark County grand jury has indicted a North Canton woman accused of stealing more than $73,000 from two local booster organizations. Prosecutors say Tricia Smith faces felony charges, including telecommunications fraud, grand theft, and misuse of credit cards. The indictment alleges the offenses occurred between May 2023 and last December and involved the North Canton Cheerleader Parents Association and the Lady Vikings Basketball Booster Club. Cheerleader Association officials reported money missing from the group's bank account. Investigators say Smith served as acting treasurer until stepping down last July after financial concerns were raised. Canton City Council unanimously approved an annexation agreement with Plain Township. According to the repository, the plan applies only to single-family homes, duplexes, and triplexes. The city would collect its 2.5% income tax from annexed properties, with the township getting 1%. Plain Township would get all property tax revenue from annexed properties. It would continue to provide police, fire, and emergency medical services to annexed properties and maintain most of the roads it already maintains. Canton would provide building department services along with lower in-city water and sewage rates. The city's zoning code would apply to those areas. Trustees approved the plan last week. City Council approved a land swap with North Canton City Schools. The district would demolish the current middle school in fall 2027 in time for the opening of a new school. The 14-acre site of the closed building, which adjoins Whitworth Park, would go to the city. The district would also transfer the 6-acre site of the former Orchard Hill School to the city. It adjoins the city-owned Arrowhead Golf Club. The North Canton School District asked for a change to the original deal, allowing it to keep the Dogwood Pool until 2030, when the city would pay for its demolition and take over the 4.5 acres adjoining Hoover High School. A Negley man is accused in the death of a 2-year-old after a Columbiana County grand jury returned a secret indictment. 20-year-old Seth Hildebrand is charged with involuntary manslaughter and endangering children for causing injuries that led to the child's death in late December 2024. Prosecutors say the child died at UPMC Children's Hospital in Pittsburgh, with the Allegheny County Medical Examiner listing the cause of death as blunt force head trauma. Hildebrand was arrested Saturday and remains in the Columbiana County Jail. He's scheduled to be arraigned in Common Pleas Court July 30th. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources offering special deer hunting opportunities at nature preserves across the state this fall, including one in Columbiana County. Sheepskin Hollow State Nature Preserve will be open for both archery and gun hunting during the 2026-27 season to help reduce deer populations that threaten native plant life. Hunting permits will be awarded through a lottery. A mandatory meeting for interested hunters set for August 16th at 3 o'clock at Middleton Township Fish and Game, where $5 lottery tickets will be available. More information available through the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. An appeals court has upheld an order reinstating former Youngstown Police Lieutenant Brian Flynn, fired in December 2022. An arbitrator found Flynn failed to follow up on cyber tips from the Ohio Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, but considering his 26-year career and mitigating factors, he should have received only a 2-week suspension. The city argued the arbitrator exceeded his authority. The original reinstatement order was issued by Common Pleas Court Judge Maureen Sweeney. Flynn currently works as a full-time officer in Poland and part-time in New Middletown. Youngstown man sentenced in connection with threats at a city football facility. Multiple people showed up October 3rd at the South Fieldhouse on Market Street and made threats with a rifle. 19-year-old Edward Agee pleaded guilty to charges of tampering with evidence and inducing panic in connection with the October incident. He was indicted in November and had his bond revoked in April after being found during a traffic stop with a weapon inside his vehicle. Agee was sentenced to 120 days in the county jail with credit for 75 served. He was also given 2 years probation.